Now, there was an amazing kind of bombshell landed from another direction altogether this week, and that was in the world of sport, and particularly in athletics, and particularly in Russia. So to discuss this and other issues, we've been joined by Dr. Conor O'Brien, who's consultant physician in sports. Before we go into what has happened since then, will you just give us an outline again of what was found?
It all started when two Russian athletes basically became whistleblowers. So they initially went to WADA and they got no response.
WADA being the
World Anti-Doping Committee. And yeah. they got a good hearing, but nothing really happened. Then about a year ago, a German broadcaster took it on and basically did a full expose. And it became very clear from his programme that there was a significant problem. Now, the issue with this is that he's only looked at the IAAF, and which is athletics, and he's only looked at Russia. He hasn't gone any further. But he said at the end of his presentation that this is only the tip of the iceberg.
Not a shred of truth in it, says the Russian government.
Interestingly, initially, yes, but of late they've changed their tune, and it's unfortunate because there are so many vested interests in sport. Professional sport and amateur sport are completely different animals. Unfortunately, professional sport is about money, and really only about money. Amateur sport is about a lot of other good things. But you can see even in today's papers where perhaps the Olympic movement may be backtracking, saying they hope that they will get their house in order.
Exactly.
And they'll turn up.
I thought there were two chances of that happening, and again, I presume for reasons of money.
You know, this has been going on for hundreds of years. I mean, in 1904, the Olympic champion Tom Hicks was given brandy and strychnine with 5 miles to go. The fellow who came second travelled in a car. So, you know, it's been around a long, long time.
And that'll be breaking the rules, all right.
Well, but it took a while to work it out. But anyway, so he was quite fresh, the second fellow, when he came in. But in essence, there's been drugs in sport for probably three millennia.